live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and today we also have our co-host, Reverend Lolita. Hello, Reverend Lolita.
Hey.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Happy Earth Day to everybody.
Yes, happy Earth Day to everyone. Please be mindful of Mother Earth, as our environment really impacts our way of life.
Yep.
All right. So recycle, guys. Well,
you're a mess. Yes. I think people forget to pray about the earth too when we were meditating and giving the, you know, doing all the healing. So when you guys are doing your meditation, always try to give some healing to the earth, because we all, the more we do, the more we can save our environment.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Well, it looks like we have a couple callers so far for today's show. Are you ready to begin, Lolita?
Yeah, it looks like we actually have one online. I think the other one is Lisa. I think she's just listening in. So hi, if that's her. And then we have a couple guests. Anyone on chat, if you guys have a question, kind of ask them now, because if this is the only caller, then we might kind of end the show a little early. So let's take our first caller. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, wait, and that's your special. I think we're going to have this the last day special, right, on this?
We have one last day of the special, $10 for 30 minutes. Please check out housepsychic.com to get in on this. It is for a 30-minute reading with myself, and you will not be disappointed.
Yep. All right. Area code 313-415, please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Yes, my name's Mike. I'm calling from Michigan. And my question is for you this evening is that a few things have been going on with my business. Seems like things are picking up and so forth, and I'm looking to make a move in the fall. Are things falling in line for that?
Aren't you the guy who's doing the real estate thing?
Not necessarily real estate. I'm more finance.
Okay, I thought you were. Have you ever called the show before? I thought you had.
Maybe like 6 weeks, 2 months ago, something like that.
Yeah, it was a really long time ago. I just remember you.
Yeah.
Why.
Yeah.
Right. No problem. That's thought it was you.
Yeah,
all
no,
right.
I was just, things, you know, a lot of deals have been coming through. Had a great call on Friday with somebody that sounds like they might be have the ability to move forward, yada, yada, whatever. So basically, I'm looking to make a move to the Southwest, you know, late, or, you know, like around fall time of this year, looking to avoid winter. Do you see things falling together and for that to come to fruition?
Okay. Well, I do see everything actually coming together here, and I do see that taking off into fruition for you. I feel that there is a great manifestation happening of this right now, and this is going to be happening pretty quickly here. So you might have it actually manifest before the fall is here. And I believe that it might happen several months prior to the fall.
Oh, great! Yeah, because as long as the finances come in, then then the move is can be expedited. At, you know, exactly.
Yeah. Mhm.
Are you just relying on this one deal to come through to for you to move?
No. There's so many. Pretty much, when I'm out walking the dog in the mornings and so forth like that. We have a nice nature trail a couple blocks from where I live. And so I basically just kind of run through, you know, affirmations and so forth. And anytime I ask for new deals to come through, boom, you know, they show up. And, you know, kind of, and also too, I kind of say, you know, when I put my postings out there online on different business networking sites and so forth, you know, it's more for, you know, how can I help them assist them with their projects, you know, and bring whether it's financial gain to them or, you know, some type of, you know, completion of their project. How can I be of service type of thing.
Okay.
And
well, what
it deals,
I think
it deals role.
Yeah. I think what Lolita is picking up on here, though, might be something a little similar, though, because I'm feeling like you've been waiting on a really huge deal, and you haven't gotten any word back. You've been sitting on it for quite some time now, and you're getting a little discouraged with it, even though you have so many, you know, pretty good-sized deals that are out there and you're going to be working with. Is there one in particular that seems to be a little bit larger than all the rest?
Yes, there's one right now that would be dealing with Brazilian bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the person who brought it to me, really, I've asked for himself and his other stateside partners, information so I can put disclosure,
yeah,
non-compete disclosures together and so forth. And for some reason, it's taking a little bit of time for me to get,
mm-hmm,
you know, business name, address, you know, so forth, to put these agreements together before,
yeah,
I introduce the Brazilian owner of these bonds to my contact.
Okay. Well,
so, yeah, that, over the past couple
like
weeks, that would...
Together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah, it does look like it's going to come together for you, and it actually, well, it seems to be having some difficulties. I feel like those difficulties will be overcome, and I actually see this leading into a plethora of other doorways for you to other business deals within the Brazilians. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would, I would be happy to move there.
That's understandable. Now, what are you doing for the Earth on this Earth Day?
Well, I even with all this great stuff that's going on that I'm manifesting and bringing up and so forth, I still have a secondary job that takes care of the day-to-day stuff. So I walked in nature, but I worked as well.
Okay. Well, hey.
Well,
as long as we're enjoying
our
environment.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out a way to say this. Okay, so let's just take it realistically on a way. You say you want to move, right, to the southeast. Is that where you want to go and retire?
I'm looking at
southwest.
Yeah.
Where,
like
Louisiana, Texas?
More so Phoenix, Scottsdale, in that surrounding, within, I'm thinking more Arizona desert type of thing.
Okay, so are you trying to do your financial business there and retire in Arizona?
Well, it necessarily wouldn't be retire. I'm still pretty fairly young. So I would, it's just work and live there.
Retire now. Right, I'm not saying retire now, but is that your place that you would like to be for the rest of your time?
Costa Rica would probably be my ultimate choice.
Okay.
Or Brazil for that matter, but I'm just done with winter personally. I don't I don't participate.
That's fine. So okay. So at the end of the day, right, we all have choices, right?
Right.
So if you want to do this, you can do it. It may take you a year to get there, right? But it's going to happen. There's always rules to the game here. If you come to it, it doesn't happen like three times, and it's always about an evaluation. You can do all the affirmations you want. You can do all the manifestations you want. But if you don't understand that you sign off wherever you want to go, then all that work goes to waste in so many ways. So what I'm saying to you is that all those deals and everything, you just got to know it's going to happen, because if they're meant for you, you're the person signing it off. That's all that's what this is about. So you got to keep that vibration, okay? So you can't go into doubt mode. You just now allowed the ego to mess with your head, okay?
Right.
You just allowed it because you're asking that question.
Yeah.
There's no need. If you're, you start thinking from the heart and you start thinking from the, and the gut talks to you, that if you just claim it's yours, it's yours. And if it's not yours, you're going to run into some challenges. Now, when you're going through deals and all that, if customer's not giving you your information on time or whatever, that's because it's not their time to give it to you either. So everything just happens
right.
in divine. And manifestation, there's no time. So you have to understand that there's no time when you manifest. It's
mm-hmm.
all about divine timing. So,
oh, yeah.
you know, as you're doing your spiritual work, you need to, like, stay kind of a little bit grounded. You know, do mm-hmm. I don't know what type of practice you have in the morning, whether it be, you know, meditation is always clear. But you're going to have to start opening up within and not thinking from your head.
Right.
So many ways. I don't know if this is making sense, but I want you to really, really look within yourself.
Oh, no, it makes perfect sense. And
yeah.
I've kind of gotten away. I've let the day-to-day stuff of, you know, a secondary job to take care of the day-to-day stuff. I make the mistake every morning of looking at my email before I go meditate.
Wrong.
And then it causes, then while I'm in meditation and so forth, I can't get settled because I'm focused on what I need to do and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe that's the purpose of the call.
Yeah, well, we all get a little shake in the wake up.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in here and I'm going to tell you something. Now, this is one of the greatest pieces of spiritual knowledge and advice when it comes to trying to manifest. Okay, and trying to refocus. And there's two parts to this. One, to touch basis, separation is only an illusion. We are not separate from that of which we are trying to achieve or what we are trying to get. Remember, our goals are our dreams. Our goals are our dreams. What does that mean? Well, what are dreams to us? Well, things that we create, things that we want to accomplish from our own imagination. Things that we need to manifest into reality. That within itself is a statement of non-separation. Separation from the person down the street or the person around the corner, that's only an illusion. And separation exists because we believe it exists. It exists because most of us, we need that tool in a way. But it is how you use that tool that really matters and makes all the difference in the world. And number two for you, you need time management. You need to get onto a time management that you can control, that you can set a time for you to not only worry about relaxation and meditation, a time for you to work, and a time for you to rest. Okay?
Yeah.
These are the things that you need to do. And you need to value your time. You need to put a value on that time. And I know you're doing the value as far as money and work, but you really need to value your time in other ways as well, okay? And I'm quoting my favorite author here, Neil Donald Walsh. He has written a book called The Communion with God or Communion with God, as well as several other books called Conversations with God and so on and so forth. Wonderful author. Wonderful touch into, you know, spiritual logic here, but separation is really an illusion. You have to picture that the money you're trying to achieve, the goals that you're trying to achieve, your job, they are not separate from yourself. You have to literally picture yourself already having them because you're a part of them, and then they will flow even faster. Mind you, you're already having several things going forward and manifesting here, doing very well, okay? But what's going to stop you and what might put a hold to all of that is if you don't set the time for yourself to stop and to meditate and to relax. Because you're going to keep going and going and going without that, and you're going to run out of steam. You're going to run out of energy, okay? And when you run out of energy, that's where the manifestation runs out of the ability that it needs.
Understand.
And,
absolutely.
And one more theory. You may have to change some belief patterns maybe. Well, let me ask you a question. You never want to go in the theory of chasing money. You got to go in the visual of having money chased to you, and you got to stay on that vibration. The question is, I'm not going to lie, I was just telling Adam this. I've changed a lot of things, even my affirmations. I sell natural gas, okay? I do commercial sales, and that's my day-to-day job until I get my business. But the minute I changed up my affirmations and I did these things, YouTube is my best friend. I tell everybody that. In the morning, I am so hyped that I close deals like left and right on a one close call, because in that morning, it's like changing the pattern where I got off track. I deserve all clients. I deserve the money. And it's always gratitude. And when you think of that, of accepting, you'll find it. You'll be able to receive a little bit more quickly. But you got to change that pattern. Do you deserve these clients? That's an automatic yes. There should be no doubt. We all do. We deserve a relationship. We deserve lots of love. We deserve happiness and wealth and everything, right? We all deserve that. But we actually deterred that way of thinking because we allow the fear to come in the way and our doubt to come in the way, which are all ego, and you can't. So change up that vibration first thing in the morning. Like, do your meditation, then, like, get on YouTube. I'm telling you, it works, because it just worked for me last week. I just did my affirmations and just listened to, say, money mantras and, you know, all that. And it may be the simplest thing, and the way they're saying it on YouTube, it gets you really, really pumped, because you really look at money so differently. But we know that, though. But what happens is we forget, because money needs to be following us. And when you do that, your head is going up high, and it doesn't matter what contracts are coming through, what customers are going through. You know you are the person that's going to have the clients that need to come your way to help. Like for me, I know I'm a good salesperson, so who needs my help, they will come my way. They're open, the door. The doors are open. So I'm able to receive everyone that needs help that day. Does that make sense?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, and that's kind of what my, I walk the dog, again, in this nature area and so forth. And I don't even bring my iPod with me anymore, because it's more of, you know, while I'm walking through, you know, I just to listen to the birds and so forth, and roll through my, walking visualization, and then, you know, affirmations as well, in regards to spiritual development and, you know, business type of thing. So it's almost like the walk doesn't even exist, because you just kind of get lost in all that, you know, and then I get back, and then I need to, what I need to do is schedule up and make sure I meditate when I get back.
Well, you could do that first thing in the morning, and I think maybe you need to do a little bit more work, like energy work within yourself. I think get on, you know, whoever, if you call Adam or whatever healer that you find your way, or if you want to self-educate yourself, I think you really need to know what chakra healing is and learn what each chakra means and put that to your meditation also along with that, because it's not all about the material or the outer world. There's also an inner world that our body needs, you know, whether it's the food that you put on your mouth, or, you know, vibrationally and whatever energy clearing, because that also can deter everything.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, we wish you all the blessings, and please keep us updated. But we're going to go ahead and move along now. And, hope we've helped.
We actually have no more callers, so. My hand's okay.
Oh, really? I'm seeing two here on the queue.
Well, someone just raised their hand up, so I mean, we got one more. That's about it. Mike, can I ask you something really quick? What do you do in the financial spectrum? I'm curious.
Well, basically, we do consulting for. I provide lease bank instruments, and then I also have direct contacts for. Trade platforms, in the sense that, you know, minimum requirements, they're higher-end investment vehicles of, you know, usually it's $100 million cash or is there minimum type of thing. So literally swinging for the fence. And then we also do project development as well, where if you were building a resort somewhere in some tropical area a commercial building for $20 million or more would be able to provide financing for that.
Okay, don't say no more. This number that you're calling from?
Yes.
I have a proposal for you. Do you mind if I call you tomorrow?
No, not at all.
All right.
That's my cell phone.
All right. Yeah. Cool. All right, I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I will look forward to that then.
All right, great, Mike. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead, and it looks like everyone wants the question now. So I'm going to have to let you go, Mike.
Oh, that's quite all right.
I'll talk
to
you tomorrow.
I appreciate the time. Looking forward
all right.
to it.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I have a proposition for him. All right. Cool. You ready for the next call?
Yeah. Let's go ahead
okay.
and take the next caller here.
All right. Hold on a second here. Okay, 804-798, please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia, and I wanted to see what you pick up on the energies with a partner that I just came into partnership with. I haven't met her in person yet, but our energies are, the synergy is unbelievable, and we're just manifesting all over. You may want to keep my number, too, because I'm working on something huge. It's bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love. It's a whole new paradigm.
Okay. And your name was Ashil?
No, Hugh, H-U-G-H.
Okay. Give me one moment, please, and let me see what I pull out for you. Oh, wow. I am getting quite a little plethora here. All right, number one, I do definitely see something great coming from this newfound connection that you have with this beautiful woman. And I am feeling that this has great potential to go even to very good heights of marriage and prosperity and abundance, okay? From what I'm seeing here, I do feel that this individual and yourself together will help spread the message of love and compassion to the entire world. However, I feel that you're going to need to several times rethink your approach on how you do this, and do it through more softer methods to begin with, and then, you know, go into it in a full-fledged state of being.
Yes. Now, this woman, you don't see me marrying her because she's married. And
yes. She is married currently?
Yes.
Okay. Well, with her even being married, it doesn't mean that you guys can't ever be married. Because I really feel that if she is currently married, she will not be for very much longer.
All right. I don't understand that part, but we're perfect together as far as the business. And also, if I give my name, it might be of interest to your listeners because they'll see some interesting things on the internet.
I'm sorry?
If I could give my name for the archives to your listeners, it might be of interest for them to see some things on the internet. There's a letter from the president to me related to the economy. There's a picture
of me. What is it then?
A Hugh, H-U-G-H. The last name is Traulsen, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N as in Nancy.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing, and we wish you all the best luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right, cool.
Let's see here. I think this is Lisa. Hold on. I may be wrong, though. Area code 501-472, please state your name or you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Hello, Adam, it's Lisa.
Hey.
Hi, Lisa.
I didn't know that was
you.
What's going on, girl?
Hey. Hey, guys, I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, cool. You doing good?
Awesome.
Yeah, how about you?
Doing good. How's that other stuff going?
Well, I can, I will fill you in on that later. It's been postponed, but, you know, so far so good.
I'm applauding.
Okay, is it still postponed for the same reason I'm aware of?
Do what?
Is it still postponed for the same reason I'm aware of?
Yes, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
And speaking of which, Adam, I was just wondering, while I'm on the line, what do you get so far as financing for the next week or so?
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Whoa, that one flew away from me. All right, wow, the moon card. Okay. It doesn't look too bad. It does look like you're going to be able to get through it, although there will be a little difficulty. Okay?
Okay.
So you're going to have what you need, but you're going to have a little difficulty, and yet you'll come out fine, and you'll be happy with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also, whatever your
job-wise, did you, huh?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll go ahead.
Did you find anything yet? Because I'm getting the number three here.
Well, I've got several things I'm checking on, and I'm going to talk with someone tomorrow, but nothing definite yet.
Okay, because you got the number three, and it's showing me 3 days or three opportunities. I don't know which, but I'm feeling like it means 3 days, and then you have
okay.
a hiring position.
Okay.
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 All right. Wonderful.
And,
all right.
And I'll also, Lisa, just visualize the result that you want.
Right.
You gotta visualize it. So if you gotta
mm-hmm.
put it on your mirror or a picture, right? The outcome. You just gotta visualize it. You gotta start
okay.
visualizing the results that you want, so you can help that energy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Thanks,
all right.
God.
Mm-hmm.
You got
all
it.
Right,
good talking to you. I'll call you later.
Okay.
All right, hon. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We got a question in the chat, then I'm going to take the last caller here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. It said, I have a person, her name
mm-hmm.
is, I guess, Pilly, and they want to know, hold on, where did the question go? Wondering, what do you foresee as far as work? I'm applying and networking and talking with old bosses to see about new work. So Pilly wants to see what you see for her as work.
She's in the right direction. And there, I get the message that there are brighter horizons with what she's now attempting to do. Is this anything different than what she was doing a week ago? Is there anything different now? A different technique, a different approach? Because whatever she shifted, she's back on track.
Okay. All right. So it
looks like she might be typing here, I think.
No, I was just clarifying what I was asking for. She was calling from Illinois.
Okay.
All right. All right, sounds good. You ready for the next caller? All right. All right, hold on 1 second. Area code 714-884. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Hi, it's Nathaniel from Southern California.
What's going on, Nathaniel?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good. What's going on with you?
Cool. Well, I was kind of looking for some more positive news in my life and in my situation. I wonder if you have any.
Mm-hmm. Give me one moment, Nathaniel. Why do I keep sensing a little bit of sadness around you right now?
I'm happy, but, you know, sad, too. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a little anxious about finances.
Okay. Well, here we have, 2.5 weeks, we have movement forward, financially speaking, and in a little bit under 3 days, we also have something you've been waiting on financially coming in. Is there a financial stipend or something you've been waiting on, like a check?
You know, you never know what's going to happen. You know, mm-hmm. I could win the lotto. You know, I mean, I could get anything in. But my brother was supposed to pay me some money, but I don't think he's going to be doing that.
Yeah.
And this other guy named Pete owes me some money, and he has some stuff, too, I'm supposed to get. Maybe tomorrow or this week I could sell as well.
Okay. Well, he's the one I'd say this might be coming from.
Pete.
Okay.
Might be having some cash for me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
And, yeah, 2.5 weeks, there's something really big happening, and it's going to make you very happy.
Well, maybe either it's a job or an inheritance. Some of Sears said that I was going to maybe...
This is in the way of a job, perpetual form.
It's not a job.
I'm sorry?
You say it is or it isn't a job?
It is.
It is a job. Okay.
It's a perpetual source of income. That's what I see.
Huh, I wonder if it's the massage place up at the corner, because this chiropractor said that he was going to recommend me as a massage therapist over there.
Mm-hmm. It could very well be it. I actually get a good feeling from that one.
Hey, well, thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem, Samuel. Thank you.
Night-night. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
All right, Adam,
yep.
That's about it.
Okay. Well, once more, for all of those that are listening and so on and so forth, please check out howpsychics.com. We thank everyone for calling in and listening to today's show, and we have the special on our website for today, our last day, $10 for 30 minutes. Check it out. Love, light, namaste, and good night.
Good night.